Some people believe that the access that the devil has to heaven has been denied or closed since Christ's death and resurrection. This context indicates to me it's still open in some manner. Until Michael defeats him and he's tossed to earth about halfway through the tribulation. So right now, the devil's not only the deceiver, but the accuser. So I want you to just think about this wickedness. He's so wicked that he tries to deceive you into doing something you shouldn't do. And then if you do it, he's the very one that accuses you of doing it. He's the epitome of wickedness. But don't be worried. Don't be frightened and think, oh my goodness, what's the devil saying to God about me right now? What's he accusing me of to the Father? First of all, God knows everything anyway. The devil can't present any information to God that he doesn't already know. And secondly, don't fear because you have an advocate. Jesus Christ is on your behalf. In one of John's other letters, this is what he wrote. If anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That word advocate's an awesome word in the ancient legal world. It was basically someone who would plead the case for another. A little bit like a defense attorney today. That's probably a decent way to think of it. So the devil may accuse you, but Jesus defends you. And Jesus has never lost a case, and he never will. And it's through Jesus that we conquer. It's through Jesus that we conquer the devil and overcome anything he could say against us or about us and anything he could do to us. That's what verse 11 is all about. It may be one of the most important verses in the whole book of Revelation. Look at verse 11 again. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb. Believers do not conquer the devil by their good works. We do not overcome evil and overcome Satan by our own strength, by our own goodness. It's not our resolve that overcomes the evil one. It's the blood of Jesus. If Jesus is your Savior, there is no sin left unpaid that the devil can accuse you of. How wonderful is that? So just imagine this scene with the devil condemning you to the Father. Ooh, did you see what he just did? Ooh, that was evil, wasn't it? You hate sin, right? What are you going to do? But then Jesus leans in and says, I covered that one too. I took the judgment for them. Case closed.